Happy Easter, everyone. We have the whole congregation in today, mums and dads and children and little children as well. So I am just going to tell you the Easter story. And it's very, very simplest form. So everyone should get this today. And if you don't,
well, we will pray for you at the end of church. Easter for the believer remains amazing. Everyone say amazing. That wasn't everyone. That was like 25%. Everyone say amazing.
Amazing.
Now, many times in the past, I've been asked this particular question. I'm sure Pastor Debbie has as well. Why is Good Friday called good? Well, the way I see it, and if we're honest, there's nothing really that sounds good about Easter Friday. If you look at the facts of the story, look at the facts of the story. On Friday, Jesus is tortured by Romans and crucified between two thieves on Good Friday. On Good Friday, the woman wept and the disciples scarpered. They ran for the hills. On Friday, the angels were silent and heaven was hushed, quiet. On Friday, Scripture says Jesus was stabbed with the spear and proclaimed dead on Good Friday. On Friday, according to Scripture, death triumphed and hell celebrated. Good Friday. On Friday, the stone was put in place and the guards were posted. On Friday, all to you and I seemed lost. The Messiah was dead and hope was buried. What's good about this Friday? Well, Stevie, that was Friday. That was Friday. Is anyone listening? I'll come over here and look at you. That was Friday. This is Sunday. A lot changed in those 3 days. Can you say amen?
Amen.
A lot changed just in 3 days. Let's see what the Bible says about what transpired in Luke chapter 24. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, some of us were up very early. In the morning, up the braes, it was early, and we even lost an hour. It was even earlier. The woman took the spices. God bless the woman. In the story, God bless the woman. Where were the men? God forgive us. The woman took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. Verse 2. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Amen. I'll just say, I'm going to amen myself this morning. I don't care. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. Glory to God. And while, Scripture says, while they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. It is an amazing event that has taken place in history. Verse 5, in their fright, the woman bowed down with her faces to the ground, but the men said to them, why do you look for the living among the dead? Oh, glory. He is not here, everybody say it. He is risen, hallelujah. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, verse 7, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. Ladies, give yourself a round of applause this morning. Men, we'll show up later. Hallelujah. But we get there eventually. But the men did not believe the women. Silence. The men did not believe the women because their words seemed like total nonsense. And some men went, amen, and I heard that. Peter, hallelujah. Peter, however, got up. And he, the man, ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away wondering to himself what had happened. What a story. Does anyone believe it's real? Glory. If you believe it's real, you'll be amazed by it today, just as much as they were 2,000 years ago. Easter is a day of wonder. It is a day of absolute awe. It is a day of astonishment, and it is a day for me of joy. Praise God, we're getting there. Easter is a day of total and utter amazement. And if it is not for the child of God, we're missing it. We are somehow missing it. So this morning, just very, very briefly and very quickly, which will take about half an hour probably, I don't know. The question is, still to this day, what is so amazing about Easter? What amazes us? Well, let me give you three wee things today, just to consider and ponder in your heart. Number one, The women went to the tomb. They did. They went to the tomb expecting death and they experienced life. Glory to God. That our scripture says was early. And the sun had not yet rose over the horizon. A new day was about to dawn, but a grim task awaited a small group, a band of women, as they left the city gates of Jerusalem. Now understand this, less than 48 hours ago, less than that, their world had been completely turned upside down. Now many people in this congregation, you know what it's like when your world is turned upside down and you don't know how to move forward and you don't know how to go on. That's where they were. They had been following Jesus. They believed that Jesus Christ was the Messiah. But on Friday, Jesus is crucified. Their dreams were dashed. Their hopes had died as they helped to put Jesus on Good Friday in the tomb. Now, these women were headed out to the tomb to finish the work that they had been started on Friday with tears. And with sorrow and with pain in their hearts, they set out here to complete the gruesome task, and it would have been, of anointing the broken, battered, and tortured body of Jesus. It would not have been a pretty sight. And these women, hallelujah, they arrive at the tomb fully expecting to find the body of Jesus, and what they find is anything but what they expected. I will tell you a truth. If your heart's open to God, He will still surprise you today. Only if your heart's open to God. If you think you've got it all figured out, I certainly do not have all of this figured out. I love it when the Holy Spirit surprises me. Unexpected things happen in the flow of the Holy Ghost. And I think as a church, we must be open and welcoming of what God wants to do with us. Because it might not be our plans, but it might be His plans. And we have to say yes and amen to it. Glory to God. So remember, hallelujah, Now, you've got to understand this. These women by this time, although they were wonderful women, they did not expect, really, Jesus to rise from the dead. Are you hearing this? Listen to this. They watched him suffer. They watched him beaten and broken. They watched him die. They went when Joseph buried Jesus and now came today with expensive perfumes to anoint with oil the body of Jesus. I want you to notice several wee things in here. First, when Jesus was buried, you understand, you know this, it's kind of Kids Connection stuff, but you'll enjoy it because I enjoy Kids Connection stuff. When Jesus was buried, a large stone, not a wee stone, but a large stone had been put directly in front of the tomb. The woman arrived and they found the large stone moved. It had been utterly rolled away, praise God. And this was the first sign that something unexpected had happened. Something unexpected took place. And then secondly, when the woman entered the tomb of Jesus, they expected to find his body lying there. Once again, the unexpected happens. The body of Jesus has disappeared. It is completely gone. And thirdly, while they were still here in their minds, trying to figure out what had transpired and what had taken place, what's going on, angels appear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have told you many times, I am praying for an angelic encounter. I get jealous when people tell me they've had one, and I have been praying for one and asking for one. The only angel in my life is sitting in the front row at the moment. Look and learn, guys. Look and learn. If you get back to this story, you will discover instantaneously the women were terrified. They were confused. The message of the angels was concise to them and clear. They said these incredible words. Why? Why do you look for the living among the dead? Oh, glory to God. Why do you do that? This would have got my attention immediately. And this got the ladies' attention immediately. He is not there. He is not here. Why is he not here? He has risen. He is alive. He is not here. And the angel continues. And we sometimes need these wee prompts as well. The angel continues with a gentle reminder that they actually should have expected this. Hallelujah. Remember, they say, remember the things that Jesus taught about this particular event. He would die and be raised again on the third day. So the first thing there, the woman went to the tomb expecting death, but they experienced life. So you ask yourself again, is that amazing? Yes, it is. What is so amazing about Easter? I'll tell you what's amazing about my Easter so far. I only got one wee egg for Pastor Debbie. Not one of the big ones off the shelf. None at all. What's so amazing about Easter? Listen to this one. The disciples, the men, the disciples expected nothing and they experienced nothing. That is a huge lesson for the church today. They expected nothing, they experienced nothing. I still find it somewhat hard to believe. Then I remember in my own humanity how I'm somewhat like these men. It's hard to believe that of all the people on the earth, the disciples did not believe that Jesus was alive. These are the men that had lived with Jesus for 3 years. They walked where Jesus walked. They followed where Jesus led them. I believe that to a certain degree may have been the heart of the problem. Listen to this. These disciples had been with Jesus. They had heard his claims. They had believed in him. And when the reality of what Jesus came to do radically differed from what they expected, they now refused to believe. The disciples, the men in the story, did not believe the women or their story. And the Greek word for disbelief here actually means to keep on disbelieving. Wow. Keep on disbelieving. The spirit of unbelief had came upon them. In other words, the 11 would not put their trust in the women or their claims. Why? Well, I've said before, they had been the ones who had been directly with Jesus, lived with Jesus, traveled with Jesus, were with Jesus on this journey, and these same men are also the same 11 that deserted him. These are the ones, when it mattered, denied him. We sung it this morning. These are the ones who deserted Jesus in his darkest, darkest hour. And so instead of accepting the report of the woman and rejoicing and being set free, the disciples rejected their message and actually ridiculed the woman and said it was nonsense. Why would these 11, why would these disciples do such a thing? Listen, church, Jesus being raised from the dead seemed now like nonsense. This story that was being projected to them now felt like idle talk, ridiculous stories, and the product of wild imaginations. The disciples make the choice right here to resist and reject the truth of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and the result is they experience none of the resurrection power. Wow. What's so amazing about Easter? What's so amazing about this day? Let me give you one more thing today. Peter, everyone say Peter. He's the good guy in the story at the moment. Peter expected something. I'm going to say it this way. Peter expected something and experienced Jesus. Only the front row got that. Peter expected something and he experienced the person Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Listen to this. Peter hears what the rest of the disciples hear. They're all hearing exactly the same thing. And sometimes when we're preaching here, we know that everyone's listening, but not everyone's hearing. Oh, having a go, Pastor. Okay. You know how we know? Because we see some people get it and run with it, and they're excited and challenged and changed, and others walk out the same. The same room, the same place, the same time. The ladies show up. Peter hears what the rest of the disciples hear and decided to investigate. He is stirred, something stimulated within him. He is motivated by what he's heard. Surely something must have happened. And so Peter, you know what he's like? He's bold and brash at times, and then he's denying Christ. But he runs out to the tomb where Jesus is buried. Goes there. Peter, who just a couple days back, we know the story, he denied Jesus three separate times and ran from ever being associated with the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter ran to discover the facts of the story from the woman. And now what's happening is, Peter's not running away, but he's running to the truth. He's running to the truth. He's no longer moving away, but he is now actually moving towards his real destiny. Hallelujah. And Peter arrives at the tomb, and according to John, he did not go alone. Most likely, John himself accompanied Peter to the tomb that very same morning. And Peter does exactly what the woman did. He looks in the tomb. And what Peter finds is nothing short of amazing. Hallelujah. Peter sees the linen lying by themselves. You just get goosebumps even thinking of that scene or that picture or that story. What is Luke talking about here? Now, we know that Luke is a physician. We know that. What is Luke talking about here? When Jesus was buried, listen to this, his body was being prepared or being anointed with oils and spices and wrapped then in strips of linen. And this would have been similar to an Egyptian mummy. Listen to this. And Peter saw the strips lying by themselves, undisturbed. Glory. Glory. Almost like a collapsed cocoon. Oh, I get goosebumps still. This would have been right here, like a linen shell that a body had been removed from in some supernatural manner. That's what we're talking about here. And John's gospel further supports this understanding. Listen to John 20, verse 6, 7. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself. I'm just saying. By itself. You can figure that one out. As well as the burial cloth that had been around the head of Jesus, the cloth was folded up by itself, separate. Was there a cleaner in there? Well, there was angels. Just saying. What Peter saw, no wonder, left him in an absolute state of wonder. He stood there looking into that tomb, amazed by what had taken place, by what had happened. And it was at this, listen, it was at this moment that he, for the very first time in his life, he experiences the resurrection of Jesus. And is touched, I believe, by resurrection power. Right there. God, touch me. Listen. We should stand amazed in the presence of Jesus of Nazarene. We should. We should be amazed by the promise of Jesus. Jesus made a promise long ago, and it still stands today. He promised that he would be raised from the dead. And not only was Jesus raised on that first Easter morning, Jesus still lives today. Are you listening? He's alive today, but here's the problem. Are we still looking for life in the dead places of this world? Are we busy searching for truth but never really finding it? Church, we should be amazed by the power of Jesus Christ. We should be utterly astonished by the power of Jesus. The power of the resurrection is real, and the power of the resurrection today remains life-changing, and the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead can raise the dead parts of my life and your life this morning if we'll open our hearts to it. Listen to this. Just as Jesus amazed the women. Women are great. Just as Jesus amazed the women so long ago, I am praying that he'll amaze some men today. We love everything that our women and ladies do. Pastor Debbie will tell you, we want the men. We want the men and their families saved and won and changed for the glory of God. We're praying for our husbands and fathers and uncles and grandfathers. We're praying that the men will get saved and lead their families in the way that God wants them to lead. So just as Jesus amazed these women so long ago, I'm going to say this. I believe he can still absolutely amaze us today. He can amaze us today. What? So I'll ask it again. What's so amazing about Easter? I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to share it with you this morning. Well, I'll tell you what's amazing about Easter. From Friday to Sunday, everything in the entire world, everything in history, or history may have been changed. In those 3 days, everything changed. On Sunday, listen now, stand with me this morning if you can. We're going to close this up, so stand to your feet. Get yourself a wee shake. On Sunday, sin surrendered its power, and hell was conquered. Hallelujah. On Sunday, angels proclaimed good news. And on Sunday, heaven celebrated. On Sunday, the guards were overcome and the stone was rolled away. On Sunday, the woman rejoiced and hope, praise God, was renewed. On Sunday, death was defeated. On Sunday, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was resurrected. Church, Easter is so amazing. Listen. Let me finish. Easter is so amazing to me and hopefully to you because Jesus still brings today life out of death. He's still doing it today. He done it 2,000 years ago when he rose from the grave, but he's still doing it in our sin-infected lives. He's turning our lives round and he's changing them for his glory. So if you open your heart to God and receive the breath of the Holy Spirit, he will change you from the inside out. Church, Jesus brings hope where there was once only despair. Jesus defeats the power of sin and of hell. Hallelujah. I'll tell you something else. Jesus loved you more than life itself. Hallelujah. And he would rather die. Listen to this. Oh, hallelujah. He would rather die than be without you. Think about that. The only question that remains is this. Are we still ready to be amazed? Hallelujah. Are we willing to be amazed? Because now, I believe, is the time in these days we are living in. Now is the time to get our running shoes on and run to the truth. Now is the time to actually allow yourself to be amazed by Jesus, the Son of God.